And greetings. And greetings. Welcome to a special edition of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and it is indeed wonderful to come to you at this time for a special broadcast. Of course, New Day Resurrection and Liberation generally is aired every Saturday night from 10:30 p.m. until 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. And tonight we want to bring you a special edition because today kicks off the first day of what is known as Women's History Month. Well, with that said, the Million Woman March is about to make history, or as we say, her story again. Black History Month has just passed, and as we closed it out, we yesterday attended the UN for one of the special sessions that is held every year. This is the 55th year that sessions were held to address the status of women worldwide. Before we move forward to give you our report from what happened yesterday and what we are projecting to happen for actually the next 12 months or so, as we do on New Day Resurrection, our regular programming on Saturday, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator. And we are always very, very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. And yes, indeed, we are today, or shall we say this evening, we are putting out a special call to those sisters who participated in the 1997 Million Woman March, those who were truly serious, truly ready and able to do the work that was necessary. Well, we call upon you now because now truly is the time. We are very much ready to complete the process that we began in 1997. Now, of course, as indicated yesterday, we had the opportunity, the blessing, to attend one of the UN sessions held that was really a part of a big kind of week-long activity that focused on the status of women worldwide. The session that we participated in yesterday was hosted by the New Foundation organization, which, of course, is headed up by Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely, who, of course, is the only official that I know of representative of Queen Mother Moore. We attended the session yesterday, which focused on economic development and so forth, specifically for women. But at that session, there was a lot of other things dialogued about and presented. And one of the things that we, representing the Million Woman March in this movement, presented was that of MWM going into Africa next year. We presented it yesterday. Actually, we made the official announcement yesterday that the Million Woman March and now its movement is planning to hold an international summit for all women of African descent throughout the diaspora, and girls, of course. The presentation was made, and it was overwhelmingly received. Women from Zimbabwe, from Mali, from Nigeria, from South Africa, from Guinea. It was incredible to see the type of support and love that was given once we made the announcement, and the women indicated very clearly that they are ready So now the Million Woman March is officially on its way to becoming, of course, the global movement that it was envisioned in being. And not only is it on its way, but now, of course, the women throughout the diaspora are opening their arms to welcome us as sisters and to begin this process of uniting under one banner. So when we talk about sister solidarity, we are preparing for that to be shown truly in such a way like never before come next year. Now, of course, yesterday marked the 14th year, shall we say, commemoration of the announcement being made in Philadelphia for the 1997 Million Woman March. So yesterday again marked the actual day that the first public announcement, the first press conference was held to call for the assembly in Philadelphia for the October 25th, 1997 Million Woman March. I, of course, was the one that made that call. If I did not mention my name prior, I'll mention it again. My name is Sister Empress Phile Chionesu, also known as Empress Chi. And yesterday, of course, it was I who made the announcement that the Million Woman March will be holding one of several summits in Africa, and of course it will be going throughout the diaspora over the course of the next 5 years in establishing our first global movement for all women and girls of African descent, assuring that the original platform and mission is, of course, achieved nationwide here in the U.S., but also, as it had always been envisioned, that the inclusiveness would entail all of our women and girls, regardless of religion, regardless of economic status, regardless of political affiliation. That was always what we were building. So for those who wanted to just lump us up into the Million Woman March being for quote-unquote African-American women, that was not the mission. It is totally inclusive of all women. Of course, we were based in the United States, therefore we had to begin the process in the United States. We've done that now for 14 long years, and now it is time for the seeds that were planted to now begin to be harvested. So if you were involved in 1997, if you understand or overstand the reality of how much work, how much commitment, how much, you know, whatever is necessary in building something that is going to have real longevity, that is going to be self-determined, not just going to be, but that can remain self-determined, that can bring about changes that really need to be brought about for our people, for our sisters' upliftment, and for, of course, the continuation of the legacies of our ancestors. And as we said, for the justice, true justice for African people, our people worldwide, then you know it is more than a notion. You know that 14 years, of course, for some is a long time, but in the big scheme of things and knowing that 500 years have passed, truly 14 is a drop in the bucket. But the bottom line is we are now moving forward. If you wish to become a part now of the international, universal Million Woman Movement, then we certainly invite you. We have many, many units and components surely of interest, something certainly that you can and will be able to identify with. But you need to just give us a call or send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Or you can call us at area code 267-636-3802. Now, with that said, this October, those who are interested in becoming national, international coordinators or what have you, participate in any kind of way or in some kind of way, rather, planning sessions will take place this October in beginning for the ancestral journey. This is what it's being called when we are when we begin the process of holding our summits in Africa. There are going to be summits held in the Caribbean locations as well as in South America. All right, but first is first, and of course the first has to be in Africa. So, with that said, if you want more information, if you are really serious about being involved, please give us a call, area code 267-636-3802, or you can send us an email, nationalmwm@aol.com. The upcoming planning sessions will, in fact, take place from October the 18th through the 27th. Those planning sessions will also include training for those who are going to be official representatives of MWM. You will have to undergo training. It's a little different from when we did the Million Women March in 1997. This, of course, is an international component. This, of course, requires a bit more, and we have to be amply represented. We've learned a lot from the experience of 1997 and kind of have a better idea, you know, what things we really need to do to keep everyone focused and operating in the best interest of the mission. And, you know, we're preparing to do that. So you'll be getting a lot more information from this point on now that we have made the official announcement, and we plan to hold several press conferences in various cities throughout March in particular, since, again, this is Women's History Month, but also throughout the rest of the year, especially leading up to our October event, which, again, will also mark the 14th year anniversary of the largest gathering in the world of any women anywhere. And we will commemorate and also celebrate and recommit to the mission, recommit to the legacy of our ancestors, recommit to building now a true global sisterhood solidarity movement. And we're going to get this work done, and it's going to get done in a lot more time, or shall we say a lot quicker than many probably think. But nevertheless, we just wanted to bring you that brief information because we're very excited about what happened yesterday at the UN. There are other sessions that are going on during the course of this week. So if you want more information about some of the sessions that are going on at the UN, some of them are open to the general public. You can just go check out unwomen.org, I believe it is, right, unwomen.org. That's www.unwomen.org. Again, the Meet Women March is planning to do a major summit, its first summit in 2012. The October, of course, is the projected month. It would be the first one of several, and ultimately within the five-year period, it is our intent to establish a confederation, an African Women of the Diaspora Confederation, so that we can begin to have a serious presence, not only in the UN, but in any circle that is necessary for us to be represented. We will do so in such a way that we will be more than able, more than qualified, and more than ready to accomplish the goals and the objectives that we know we must in this day and age. So, again, we are looking forward to building with all of our sisters that are truly interested in true justice and certainly interested in being free. Okay, and when we say being free, we're talking about the limitation of mental slavery, the elimination of all forms of violations amongst us or upon us, and certainly the obtainment of retribution, of justice, remembering what has happened to our people, never forgetting, and with never forgetting, assuring that justice is, in fact, obtained in regards to that. So, again, this is part of our mission. This is what the Million Woman Movement is about. And there are just so many projects now waiting for the action and the type of energy that it's going to take to get this stuff done. And we plan to do so by any and all means necessary. So with that said, we're going to close out for tonight. Again, we want to remind you that our regular broadcast is Saturday, 10:30 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. This Saturday, we will, of course, begin talking more about what we are planning in terms of October as well as for next year. And we're going to, of course, begin to feature and salute women of African descent globally as we pay tribute, or shall we say, observe to some degree what we call Women's History Month. And I say to some degree because, you know, we don't need a month to pay tribute and salute our sisters. We're going to always do that. All right. So with that said, we're going to, again, get ready to close out for tonight and want to remind you again that if you are interested in becoming a member of the Million Woman Movement, if you would like more information, we certainly would be more than happy to get that to you. There are many, many, many areas of interest, of operation, shall I say, to make certain that we uphold the pledges and uphold the ideals and so forth that we brought forward in October of 1997. We met what we said then, and we are now going to make certain that we accomplish all of what we said and then some. Okay? So, with that said, we're going to close out for tonight. Again, this has been a special broadcast in bringing in the Women's History Month and to begin the kickoff for several MWM campaigns, including the National Task Force for the Elimination of Violence and Abuse of Africana Women and Girls. We will give you more information about that on Saturday as well. Of course, this coming Saturday, I believe, is March the 5th, I think. But at any rate, we look forward to being able to communicate with you every Saturday at 10:30 p.m. when we bring to you our regular segment of New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. I want to also tell you about our new blog radio program called Still We Rise, which is specifically geared for sisters so that we can address this issue of violence and abuse. And again, this Saturday, we're going to give you some highlights on what's coming for the next segments for that. And again, it is March the 5th for our next broadcast at 10:30 p.m. All right. So we want to thank all of you again for checking this broadcast out and for letting us provide you the information that we were able to provide to you. So if you, again, want more information, please get in contact with us. We look forward to communicating and working with you. So until then, we will leave you with the idea of peace, certainly, and ma'at. Of course, there can be no peace, there can be no hotep without ma'at, without justice. And, of course, pamoja tutashinda, together we shall win. Peace out.